Well, good. Good morning. Good morning, everyone. Well, we've had a momentous week, momentous elections, and there's an Arab curse which says, "May you live in interesting times." And I think we do live in interesting times at the moment. We live in a particular time in history, and we have memories that go back a very long way. I mean, practically all of us have parents who served during the Second World War, and they, of course, had parents who served during the First World War. And many of us are old enough. I mean, when I was at school, there were plenty of people of working age who'd served in the First World War. And I myself was taught to box by a veteran, not only of the First World War, but he actually served in the Crimean War, which was quite a long time ago. And I have clear memories of talking to this man who served in the Crimean War. And he has clear memories of people who fought in the Crimean War. And they, in turn, would have had clear memories of people who fought at Waterloo. So there's a lot of collective memories. We all have elder relatives and elder friends that we can look back to. And we can look back 2,000 years to the time of Jesus, 2,000 years. And this is all very well documented, not just by personal memories, but by history. And so we know pretty much what's been going on for the last 2,000 years in Roman history, Greek history, and we know all this through history. Now, today I want to talk about somebody that we've all heard of, Abraham. Abraham we know of as the father of the faithful. And it was, because Abraham believed God, and he is known as the father of the faithful. Now, Abraham himself was a product of a particular time in history. And he could look back over a little over 2,000 years to when the world was created. And he had very clear, and obviously Abraham didn't experience what happened before the flood, but Abraham was 58 when Noah died, so he would have been able to talk to Noah if he'd wanted to. And Shem outlived not only him, but about several of his grandsons. So Shem outlived practically everybody, so he would have had a lot of opportunity to talk to Shem. And so that area in history was pretty well documented. And Abraham lived in this particular time in history, and it would have affected him and the way he acted and the way he thought. Now, as I said, just looking at this, Abraham would have been 58 years. He'd have had 58 years to talk to Noah, and Noah would have had 595 years to talk to his father, Lamech, and Lamech would have had 56 years to talk to his ancestor, Adam, if you can think of it that way. So just think about the time that Abraham was living in. For about 2,500 years after creation, there was the pre-flood world, which is totally different to our world. And then about 1,600 years, there was the flood. Imagine one week you've got several billion people going over the entire world. And the next week, they're on a boat. There's only 8 people left. They've all lost acquaintances. They've lost friends. They've lost relatives. It's a very traumatic period. So they get off the boat, and for the first 100 years, they all cling together for security. and they travel to various places, and they end up in the plain of Shinar, in where Babylon, where Iraq is today. So let's have a look. Genesis 11 verse 1. Now the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. And it came to pass, as they journeyed from the east, which I think in the original Hebrew it says towards the east, but anyway, they found a plain in the land of Shinar, and they dwelt there. And they said to one another, "Go to, let us make brick and burn them thoroughly." And they had brick instead of stone, and slime they had for mortar. And they said, "Go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto heaven. And let us make us a name, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth." And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower, which the children of men built. And the Lord said, "Behold, the people is one, and they have one language, and this they begin to do. And now nothing will be restrained from them, which they have imagined to do. Go to, let us go down and there confound their language, that they may not understand one another's speech." So the Lord scattered them abroad from thence upon the face of all the earth, and they left off to build the city. Therefore is the name of it called Babel, because the Lord did there confound the language of all the earth. And from thence did the Lord scatter them abroad upon the face of the earth. So this is another traumatic time in history. We've had one traumatic time, which is the flood. 8 survivors from that. 100 years after the flood, in I understand that would have been in... I've lost it. Yeah, in 2248 BC, approximately, give or take a few years. So everybody, instead of being clumped around the middle of Iraq, they started scattering around the world. And of course, Abraham and his father and his relatives did the same thing. So we turn to Genesis 11, verse 27. Now these are the generations of Terach. Now Terach was Abraham's father. Terach begat Abram, Nahor, and Haran. And Haran begat Lot. And Haran died before his father Terach in the land of his nativity, in Ur of the Chaldees. And Abram and Nahor took them wives. The name of Abram's wife was Sarai, and the name of Nahor's wife, Milcah, the daughter of Haran, the father of Milcah and the father of Iscah. But Sarai was barren; she had no child. Now this is the punchline. Verse 31. And Terach, remember they were in Ur of the Chaldees. Terach took Abram his son, and Lot the son of Haran, his son's son, the one who died, and Sarai, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went forth with them from Ur of the Chaldees to go to the land of Canaan. So, this is Abraham's father, Terach, somebody most of us hardly ever heard of. It seems that God spoke to Terach and said, "Go to Canaan." So, what did he do? And they came to Haran. Obviously, it wasn't called Haran then. They called Haran after the son who died. And they stopped there. They lived there. And the days of Terach were 205 years, and Terach died in Haran. So, you've probably all got an image in your mind of the journeys of Abraham or Abram. You can sort of think of Ur of the Chaldees down somewhere near Kuwait, and they travelled up the river, and it's sort of top of Syria, Turkey, and then from there Abraham went down to Canaan. Well, I'm not actually sure that that's the way it was. I mean, there's a town just north of Haran called Ur Kish. The Hebrew for Ur of the Chaldees is Ur Kasdim. So this town's Ur Kish. And it's about, I don't know, 100 miles or so just north of there. It's roughly where you've got the Tigris River and you've got the Euphrates River, and they kind of meet. And just sort of in the middle of where they meet, that is where Ur Kish is. So they came down about 100 miles and they stopped. I mean, that I may be wrong, but I believe that Ur of the Chaldees wasn't the Ur down near Kuwait. I think it was the one up at the top, but we can argue about that later. But it's got nothing to do with the point I'm going to make. But the point was that Terach only went a short distance. He listened to God, he went a short distance, and then he stopped. He stopped. And where are we? And he, is it possible that Terach could have been the father of the faithful and that he was God's number one choice for the job? Now, I think you've all heard of Reinhard Bonnke. Mm. Now, Reinhard Bonnke is an evangelist who's done a great deal in Africa and all around the world. According to him, he wasn't God's first choice. God's first choice was, I believe, his brother. And then there was somebody else that God had in mind, but his brother amounted to nothing. And God gave the job to Reinhard, and he ran with it. And everybody has heard of Reinhard Bonnke. And so God's first choice missed out in that sense. Now, another person I met once, this was in Jerusalem. I was up in the Intercontinental Hotel in Jerusalem. And we had a drink with a charming fellow and his wife. And he said that quite a few years ago, a friend of his had approached him. And he said, I'm starting this television program. I want to start this television Western. I would like you to join me in this. You'll be on the, we'll both be on the, in this together, right on the bottom floor. But if you've got, what I would like from you is a few $100 for props. And he said, I'm sorry, I can't help you. I haven't got a few $100 for props. And that was that. And the name of the program was Bonanza. Mm-hmm. And I think most people of our generation have heard of Bonanza. That went big. So this guy, he could have been a multimillionaire, and he wasn't. He was just an ordinary bloke. So, in the same sense, so Terach could have been the father of the faithful, but he wasn't. So going on to Genesis 12, verse 1. Genesis 12, verse 1. The Lord said to Abram, leave your land, your relatives, and your father's home. I think Terach had died by here. Go to the land that I will show you. I will make you a great nation. I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. Through you, every family on earth will be blessed. So Abram left, as the Lord had told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old. Most of us here aren't that old, but, you know, he was 75. Abram set off for Canaan. He took along his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all the possessions they had accumulated, and the servants they had acquired in Haran. So, Abraham not only heard God, he obeyed God, and he did everything that God instructed. And without going into the whole story of Abraham, which I intend to do at another point, Abraham, Terach his father, listened to God. He went some of the way. Abraham listened. He went all the way. and Abraham has come down in history. Now, there are other examples, and I mentioned a few of these people a few weeks ago, or a few months ago, who were also a part of the time they were in, but they went completely against, they listened to God, they didn't listen to the times they were in. We all know about the Nazi Holocaust. We've all heard of names like Goering and Himmler and Heydrich and things like that. But names that I mentioned at the time were, you've got Hermann Goering. Now, his brother Albert saved many, many Jews because he was part of the same times that he went directly against Nazism. There's Heinrich Himmler. He had a brother called Gebhardt, and he also saved a lot of Jews. Reinhard Heydrich, he had a brother called Heinz, who also saved a lot of Jews. We've all heard of Oskar Schindler. I think everybody in this room has heard of Oskar Schindler. I've been at his grave, and a lot of people put stones on the grave to memorise that they've been there. And a total of 553 Germans have been called righteous Gentiles, and 95 Austrians, because they were a part of the times they were in, but they didn't take part in those times. And getting it down to us, we are also a part of the times we live in. I mean, do we go along with all the hysteria and the hate? I mean, I don't know how this is all going to pan out. I mean, we've got a lot of immigrants coming in. How do we handle it on a national level and on a personal level? There are a lot of decisions to be made. We live in a time in history, and it affects the way we think and the way we act. Are we going to listen to God and behave the way God would think in this situation, or do we just go with the flow? Are we going to be like Terach, who went part of the way, or are we going to be like Abraham, who went all the way? And that's it. And Father, I would like to pray now. I'd like to pray for each one of us in this room. We are all human beings. We have your spirit in us. We ask that we will be led by your spirit and not by the spirit of the times we live in. We want the destiny that you've chosen for us. We don't want to lose that destiny. I'm not talking about losing salvation, I'm talking about losing the destiny which you have chosen for us. We want to fulfill that and please you. In the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Amen.